Simen Shin Yud Zayin Seif Gimel. And this Seif is a lot of halachas that are very practical, and again, our days, a lot of shittas, and a lot of michshul could come out of a person that doesn't know these halachas properly. I will try to be close and sticking to the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishneh Berurah, by really asking everyone to listen carefully to the details, and not chas v'shalom will come out of michshul tachas yadeinu. Shulchan Aruch and Seif Gimel says the following: Matirim beis hatzavor mikesher shekosher hakoyves. It's the place in the beged that is like the neck, where you put in the neck, and when you send it to the laundry, they tie it, but you do laundry, so you're allowed to open that knot. She'ein kesher shel kayom, it's not considered a kesher shel kayom, but ein poischim oisim mechadosh. But if it was never done yet, the hole to create a hole in Shabbos, you're not allowed to. It's metakin money. And the Ramo adds, not only if it was never done, you call them attacking money. Afilu kvar niftach, if it was already open once, like shechazer ha'uman v'kshoroi, o tofri b'yachad, k'derech sha'um mimoisim, it's also asu. As attacking money. So if it was just tied for the laundry, you're allowed to open it. It's not called attacking money. But if it was never done, or by the uman, by the tailor, it's tied and sewed back together, like never open, when you open it again, it's considered a makir bepatish, a metakin money, and it's also midaraisa or midarabonin. The Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan Chof Aleph explains the first part of the halacha. We'll see later the Hemshech Harama. You're allowed to open the knot that was done, the tie that was done when you put it into the laundry, or when you gave it to the laundry guy. She'ein a kesher shel kayoma. The reason you're allowed to open it because it's not considered a kesher shel kayoma. She'ein also liskayim rak ad sheikchenu abalabayis lebeisa. It's only meant to be till the owner comes and picks it up. Yesh machmirim badovo. Elim ken also leatir ba'oisu yom shel akvisa. And there's another sheet in that hole that you're not allowed to only if it's meant to open in 24 hours. So the second sheet that really holds that there's no difference. It's like a normal kesher that if it's made for more than 24 hours, it's a isur derabanan. And the whole chiddush of Shulchan Aruch is that in the first case, it's not a metakin mana. In the second case, it is a metakin mana. But if it's meant for more than 24 hours, it's also to open it as kosher v'matir. The first shita holds you're allowed to. It's not considered matir, even if it was meant for more than 24 hours. And the question, why? It's a real kesher. Shlomo Erbach explains that this kesher is not meant to be. You just tie it till it gets there. You don't want to tie it over again. A knot that is meant only till the customer gets it, like when you buy bagels and it's tied in a bag, you buy waffles, you buy something in a bag, and it's tied when it comes in the company, you're allowed to open it if you're the first sheeter. It's not called a kesher shel kayoma. Nissim Kareli says, because when it's tied, it loses the purpose, and if it will stay like that, people will never want it to be tied. So b'mele, you're allowed to open. And the second shita is choylik. The Iker HaAchroi, B'shemazaman, and Omnisim Kareli's hole is like the first shita that you're allowed to, it's not called koisha. I was wondering, and I know in the Hebrew shiur I said a bit different, what would be if a person buys chalas Erev Shabbos, and they tie it from in the store? You're allowed to open that knot in Shabbos? It's only meant till you come home. So I'm not so sure. It could be sometimes in these cases, the shopping bag is meant to use a couple times. I don't know the aloha. But I want to explain, could be it to be worse. Because these chalas, if you want to open it to take out one chala and close, it's also meant. Here, the kesher of the koyves is only when you're washing it. And this will be enough in all these things of Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to open these packages that come closed and tied in the store. It's only if it's really meant for one time. For example, you have cut bread, sliced bread. Has a knot, a vada, you're not allowed to open it because it's meant to open and close and open and close. This will be the chiluk. And the Yeshmachmiri Maser. The same aloha will be legabe a plaster, a bandage, has a little a diaper. They have stickers. You want to take off the plastic off the sticker. We'll see later the two papers that are stuck together in Simon Shin Mem. It's called Teufel, told of the Teufel. You're allowed to take off this little thing if Tfiril is man is mutter. We'll see later if Tfiril is man is mutter or not, if you're allowed to open a Tfiril is man in Shabbos. Kosher, we know Lezman is mutter. It's no kosher if it's not more than 24 hours or 7 days. Or the rice and more from that. But in Tefer, it's a shaila to have the same heter or not. But here's the shaila. Two reasons to be mati. One reason, that tofer is only called tofer of kosher if you want it to be stuck together. That little plastic on top of the sticky place of the diaper or the bandage is only meant to cover it, that it will not get sticky in something else, but not because you want it to be attached. But another reason, it's meant to open. It's oymed lekach. And then later you don't tie it again, you don't stick this paper again. Some want to say that it's heter if oymed is only if it's for more than 24 hours till 7 days, and that the first shita was matir. When it's a kesher, it's oymed more from a half a year, it could be it's not mutter. You have to know how to look at these plasters for how long they consider the oymed. So, aber if it's preserved by the tzava mechadosh is also the metaken monu v'chayim mishumake bepatish du gmar meloche. Chayim mishumake bepatish du gmar meloche. Now, the Ramon said that even if it was not closed, it was open already, but was tied over again with the uman, it's also. I want to mishnah bo sif kod mechof gimel. V'kshore betoiv, ad shini yochel la'atiru yelem ken yachtech achutim o yenatzkem. It's tied so well that the only way to open it is to rip it, to tear it. The Chaygan is considered kilot is already closed. The kutoyin is closed. He has some strings on the clothes and they got tied together. And he can't open it. He's allowed to tear them. It's not called a kosher. Here it's Masham and Mishabu again, that B'meile B'chai Gavne is no Yisur Kosher and there's no Yisur Korea on these strings. V'zolo Yasef Ne'amor Etzela B'tzino like in Tfir El Azman. Now, this halacha, be'etzem it got tied up. Al kor tzoch lo'ima, the Tfirem Sheshloime, dapti k'shechotzer ha'uman u'kshor yosu l'natek. Aval k'shakshir ha'shorik in kosom magin avrom. Why? So in brackets, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ve'atam efshar dekshikshor u'men b'shas meloche yesh b'ze mishumake bepatish kshechoy itchoy u'menat ke'acharkar du'gmar meloche." But avol shakshiras the other kind of kshiras shenikshiru that guy tied achas shekvar nigmar habeged and shar b'ze mishumake bepatish kshemenay acharkar. The beged already is closed and finished. Basheinke when the u'men does it, so b'shas ma'aseh here, but later the beged was also finished. But now he was mevatel it. But when the beged is finished and stam, things are tied up, it's not mevatel the same beged. It's not so clear what is the hesber. But it's a uman. But if it happened, me'elev, it's different. Chaznish says that the uman does it, there's no way to open it. Here, it's hard to open it, but for sure there's ways to open it. So this is the difference. Not so clear. V'im eine rogel ha'atir ha'kesher shel ha'kutoyin yisrael mishabes l'shabes. Osu l'natek, m'ido osu l'atir. What would be if he ties it, not that it got tied, he ties it. And he ties it for a week. And now he can't open it, then he's not allowed to open it, because it's already meant for a week. M'kol mokim, im dal gelazis aniva, even for the week, u'beloi kavona became a kesher, dimik a kesher sh'osu l'atir b'chol yoyim. He never had a das to make a kesher. He had a das to make a aniva and became a kesher. So it has a din of kesher osu l'yoyim, you're allowed to open it. So it's two chidushim here. That if you didn't have a kavona, you're allowed to open it. Second of all, frag the chazanish, but it's a double knot. And a double knot, even lizman is also to open. Chazanish is mash for two reasons to be matter. B'mokim tzar, and we said before already, b'mokim tzar, chazal were not goyzer. Or, kesher b'kesher is a meaning that there were mekabah that it looks like a ma'is u'man. They were only mekabah when he does it b'chavona. But if he doesn't do it b'chavona, chayigavna, they were not mekabah. That's negato, a person ties his shoes in a mistake, it happens, and instead of a hanivo, it turns over to be a knot. It happens a lot of times. If you then you're allowed to do it, all of it's a tzar, all of it because they will not be mekabah on themselves. And if Kamina will be taken in a place that it's not machmas tzar. What is very interesting here is, what would be if a person was planning to make a niva for a week and it turned over to be a kesher? But now that it's a kesher, he says, okay, so I wanted to stay like that for the week. And then he wants to open it. So he didn't do the ma'aseh kesher, but he had a rotzen that will stay a ma'aseh kesher. Has a dina aniva or a dina of a kesher of a week that he's not allowed to open? Nech liku b'zeh rabbi seinu. We get to these shoes. The Ramo is mamshich. And here's a couple lines that are not so clear. Velochen, because of that, I don't know what. אסור לנתק או להחתור זוג של מנהלים חד תפורים, יחד, כדרך שאונים מויסים, אף אגב זה התפירה אינו של כיום, זה אין חילוק בין תפירה בשל כיום אלא אינו של כיום, ויש מהתפירים בתפירה שאינו של כיום. ולהתיר בפני המאור. So without the ולכן, here we should be in Gzana Vachleikes, if תפירה לזמן, you're allowed to open or not, בעצם אין שין מהם הוא עושי, זה מחלקס ראשונים, אם תפירה לזמן, אז אוסור המותר. מחלקס. זה מודחר אסר, אני פרק לגודל, מודחר וואנס בימטיר, אין סימן שין מהם דה שוכנו אורך פסקנס, זה תפירה לזמן, אז אוסור. Here it's משמע את המחלקס, and the לושן, the כלולים, is משמע את מעיקר הדין את מותר. The Bisyoisef says that the פסק דה את מותר. And he will have the Shiloh person has his shoes, come back to the factory, they tie together gloves. Shlomo Zalman says, you're allowed to open it. Like the Ramo here was Matir. They have to see maybe to be Matir, Kesher Tfir Lezman is easier for him to be Kosher Tfir Lezman, or maybe different reasons. But this is the Halacha. As Shlomo Zalman says, like Atchila, I've added to open it before Shabbos. Gloves, I want to read the Shmir Shabbos Kil Choso. And Perik Tosvov, Divreal Bashas is Samach Zayin. Divreal Bashach Hadashim Akshurim Yachad. New clothes that are tied together, Kegoin Garbaim, socks, or gloves. Yafridam Zemi Zebi Boidyoim. Separate them before Shabbos. Shorach Lafridam Boidyoim. He didn't do that. Hariu Rasha is allowed to Leatir Esachibur Abbe Shabbos. Why? Mikavon Shedivreal Bosha Elu Mucholim Lelvisha. Just they got tied to keep them together that they will not get lost. And he can't do it in different ways, he's allowed to, and he's allowed to also cut it. So the idea is, it's not really to change the shame, it's just to put them together. Same thing in shoes. Now, not so close, so this is the Achroi of Shem Zaman Oyerbach. And it's not called Makeh Bepatish. Even in yogurts that are together, Shem Zaman holds no Makeh Bepatish. There already it was, the truth is that the cans in the bottom could be together, the question how they put them in the factory. Shazama says everyone is separate, it's only very little bit attached. It's not like a base of tzavo. It's not like a base of tzavo. To know what is attached, the plastic, the metal, and what Shazama spoke, someone to say when the plastic are separate and the metal attaches them, so it's not like a base of tzavo. If the plastics are connected, they were never separate. And the Zohar Shabbazam was matter either way. Some person think he want to answer. The same thing he holds. He allowed to take off the tags. It's the price. Again, so what the Ramo meant here, Velochein, Osur Lenatek, the Shita that holds the Tfir Lezman is Osur, I hear. But what is Velochein Osur Lenatek? Yesh Matirim Tfir Lezman. If it's a problem of Makim and Patish, nothing will be Mutter. Not so clear, what is the Velochei? I want to read the Mishnah Bua. Siv Kotten, Chofei, Lenatek or Leachter, V'atam Nir Mishum Do'choshim K'kiranas L'taken, why it's also? It's considered Amenas L'taken, because L'maisi you could use it. Now here's another Mishnah Bua. Kol Kesher Shu Osi L'zman V'loi L'smidus, a knot that is made for time, not forever. V'afilu Mu Kesher Amitz, Yish Lo'ogah V'ein Yehudi L'ikshu L'atir V'mutzer Harbel V'shvuz L'shvuz. Vakesha de Rabbanon. It's only with the Rabbanon, it's not Le'ilam, so it's a Shvuz, the Shvuz. Mainly, Yesh Le'atir al-Degoi to open it in Shabbos.